KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready? Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, send your messages there. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday. What are the odds? I'm so stuffed from that barbecue that, dude, I can barely move.
Yeah, it's no joke. I'm hurting.
I ate way too much. I feel like I did that day we had the 100 wings.
Yeah, that's how I feel. But it feels so good.
I just want to go home and go to sleep.
It feels so good.
So we'll just have to power through for two more hours.
Yeah, we'll just take turns napping.
That's probably a good plan.
Big deal.
Yeah, okay, I'll take off the 5 o'clock hour and you take off the 6.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Works for me.
I'm supposed to meet some friends for steak night tonight. That's not happening. I mean, I'm meeting them, but there will be no steak in my future.
No.
I may not eat again for the rest of my life. And part of it was I hadn't had anything to eat all day.
Because I never eat all day. Yeah. Like, I don't eat breakfast. I rarely eat lunch.
Because I've been flying solo the last couple of days, so you know I'm not going out and eating
right
much. So, yeah,
Tyler and I almost made a grave error. We drove around lunchtime. We drove down to Rice Liquors to get some cans of this beer that got released. And when we were down there, Tyler was like, "Have you been to Blood Brothers yet?" And I was like, "No, I haven't been to the new building." He's like, "You want to go?" And so when someone says, "Hey, do you want barbecue for lunch?" I always say, "Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to go." So we started heading that way, and then I was like, "Oh, wait. Reveille's bringing us food today at 3:45. So, no. Don't do that, because
turn around, don't drown.
Turn around, don't drown. What would we have done if I wouldn't have remembered that until I was stuffed full of meat?
Oh, that would have been awful.
Oh.
What are the odds you guys change your 5 o'clock intro music in the next year? What's wrong with the 5 o'clock intro music? I happen to like it.
I don't know. I don't know what the odds are. I've talked before about maybe doing like a full revamp of our music.
Yeah, Aaron and I actually kicked some ideas around for a new show open at one point, too.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the same stuff for like 9 years, so maybe it's time, but we'll do it on our time. We're not going to let you pressure us.
Tristan says, anytime you talk about that kid, I picture Big Al from the Little League World Series.
It's comparable. It's you're not far off.
Foster, what are the odds Jerry Stackhouse can turn Vandy's program around?
I mean, Jerry Stackhouse is a name, right? So that's obviously what Vanderbilt sees in Jerry Stackhouse. They say, "Oh, well, this is a guy who," and if you're talking about how would he be able to recruit to, say, you know, a random Florida Gulf Coast or some random small school, UC Santa Barbara or whatever. I'm sure he could do that. But, I mean, I guess he's coached in the NBA for a while now. I just don't know how him being a head guy is going to go. I hope he does well. But, I mean, going from being an assistant to an assistant in the NBA to taking over an SEC program, that's a big jump. It's a big jump. So I hope he's ready for it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect early returns. How about that?
Okay, fair enough.
I know he did a really good job when he was in the D League. Like, the year that he spent in the D League, I don't remember what the team was called that he was coaching, but I think they won a championship, and he was like, I mean, everybody was saying he's such a good coach. I don't know if he can turn around a program like Vanderbilt. I mean, that team was bad.
What are the odds one of you starts getting the meat sweats? I'm working on it already.
Yeah, I already had to turn the AC down. I mean, it's...
Oh, man. 361 wants to know if you talked about the Khabib's latest tweet at Connor and what's going on there.
We didn't talk about it, and it's... It's sad to me, but Connor tweeted out. He deleted his tweet, and he had kind of gone at Khabib about calling him a rat and things like that. But then he got a little personal, and he called Khabib's wife a towel, and he posted a picture of her with like her religious headdress on or whatever. I mean, and listen, I'm not necessarily for cultures that force their women to cover up their faces and, you know, live that way. But if these women are choosing to live that way, so be it. And I'm not saying they all have a choice. I know they don't. But I also respect it enough to not, you know, slander a man's culture and his wife by calling his wife a towel. It's just a bad look. And it's like, I don't know. If it's not racist, it's really culturally inappropriate. So, or insensitive for sure. So, I don't know. I thought it was a Bush League move by Connor, but I don't know what Connor's doing anyway. Like, he's retiring. He's smack talking. He's challenging people. I don't know.
He's just staying relevant.
He's trying.
That's what he's done. That's how he's built himself up.
Yep.
Soccer Bilal wants to know, what are the odds the new Joker movie will be good?
50-50. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, seeing the trailer, it looks pretty cool, but it's DC, so you know it's going to be hit or miss. Squeeze in a call. Greg, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, yeah, you'd mentioned, I could have just texted this or sent it to you on Twitter or something, but you mentioned some new intro music, and you're right. You guys do a good job of mixing it up, but I was curious if you've ever heard of a band called Brass Against the Machine.
I've not, but I do love Rage.
Yeah, very, very cool band with a lot of horns, and they're anti-establishment. You know, they have some, you know, some pretty rough lyrics, but the music behind it with all the horns is really, really cool. So you might give it a listen sometime. Might be something to kick around.
All right. No, you know, when Fred makes that noise, he's bored. Your call is boring, sir.
It's not that. I'm just establishment.
Yeah.
So I'm not really for anti-establishment.
You're the government. You're the man.
No, I'm the guy that kind of likes things where they are. I don't want to see change.
Really?
No, of course not.
Come on.
Come on, man. 512 said, new music would be refreshing. However, don't get rid of the intro. It's badass. I get fired up every time I hear it. Can do without the It's Friday intro, though.
The Friday is my favorite.
Yeah.
How dare you quit? I mean, the Friday is like, what other shows do that?
Well.
What other shows are playing Rebecca Black? All these guys take themselves too seriously.
Yeah.
And by the way, sir, whoever texted that, you know you like that Rebecca Black song. You know it was catchy.
You know you dance a little bit in your car when it comes on.
My wife might riot if we got rid of that.
I mean, like, people will try and act like, oh, I don't like that. I'm too manly. I'm too cool. Come on, bro. You don't have to bro out. It's okay. So you like a song by Rebecca Black that's a really bad song but is really catchy and you know, fun-loving. Have some fun.
Lauren the Aggie says, leaving work at 5, starting the car, and hearing that intro is an everyday happy moment for me. Don't change it.
All right.
I like the whole DX thing. The people who don't like it are the ones who all say, you know, I got two words for you. Like, no, that's three. Are you written? No. Just trust us that the reference makes sense to people who know it. So
anybody who watched wrestling from the really early 90s all the way through the mid 2000s.
I know that, and I don't even like wrestling, but I still know that because, like, when I did watch wrestling, that's what was happening.
Rob says the only song that needs to go is the Gym of the Day song. There, I said it.
Oh,
how
well,
dare you, sir?
You, sir, are in a solid minority on that. Someone came up to me. Where were we at last week?
We were all over the place last week. I can't even remember. Or Texas Mattress
Texas
Makers.
Texas Mattress Makers, where they asked you if that was you singing.
No, yeah. It was...
Lucky's or Twin Peaks. Those are the only three.
It's Twin Peaks. Guy came up to me and was like, dude, I've got to be honest. I'm really disappointed because I thought that you sang the Gym of the Day song every day. I was like,
I missed that conversation.
No, I don't. I actually, it's recorded. I just sang it once. And that's they call me One Take Johnny, except my name's not Johnny, but I did it in one take. You like that?
It's about half and half on Rebecca Black.
Okay, well, it's not going away. So one half of you can suck it.
The do you guys plan on doing any local music again? I'd like our Tuesdays to get back to being local music Tuesdays. That's kind of gotten lost in the transition.
You guys need to start making better music, though. Let's face it.
Well, we need some new stuff. Just email it to Aaron.
Yeah.
Very simple. So
we'll start, you know, let's give it, what, week and a half, 2 weeks? Not next Tuesday, the Tuesday after.
Okay.
That way bands have enough time to submit, and I can start downloading it and making a playlist for it. But please make sure, if it's not edited, let me know.
Getting a lot of love for the Friday intro and the Gym of the Day from Candy and Haitian Diva and Steven the Weather Guy. They all like it. So I had an idea for the intro that I wanted to try, for the intro to the show at 4 o'clock. I don't really know that we need to mess with the other stuff. Although the band that did the third hour song is no longer together.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they broke up.
They couldn't handle the success of...
Yeah. They won a Blitz contest.
Yeah.
Remember, they performed live. Where was that? I can't remember where that was. That place on Richmond we used to go.
Sam's Boat?
Next door to it.
Concert Pub.
Yeah. So, it says Jerome's Moral Victory Monday should get more play. That's Jerome's personal rights.
That was something from The Rush.
Yeah, he owns, that's his intellectual property. We can't take
that. I'm not saying we can't use it, but we use that exclusively on Mondays when the Texans lose by 3 to 7 points.
Right.
Because you can always take a moral victory from that. All right, guys, got to tell you about TGS Insurance. If you own your home, listen up. If you like money. If you don't like money, tune out now. But if you do, our friends over at TGS are about to deliver you some big savings on your home policy, and you don't have to deal with an agent. That might be the best part. It used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone made it 15 minutes. That's pretty solid. TGS was like, oh, you think that's solid, AJ? Watch what we can do. And then they built a new system that gives you a firm quote in 15 seconds. Seconds! Using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are real. The online rating, nearly perfect. Their average customer from 2018 is saving over $825 on home insurance, and you don't even need to wait until renewal. TGS will take care of all the back end, the headache, the paperwork, so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz.
I don't want to call anybody out by name.
Yeah.
But who posted that on our Facebook page? You? The pictures of our meats today?
Facebook and Twitter.
Somebody on the Blitz Facebook page said, looks burnt. And then I instantly said,
"Shane,
where are you from? Like Norway or something? Who would say such a thing? Like, how do you think barbecue's supposed to look? I don't know. I'm starting to question some of you guys out there. If you see that meat and you're like, that looks burnt. Are you from Texas? There's no way, right? No way a Texan could see that picture and go, looks pretty crispy.
Yeah, I see that picture and I need to go excuse myself.
Yeah, because I'm a red-blooded American Texan male.
Foreigners. That's why we need that wall.
We really do. On the Canadian border, too.
Oh, yeah.
Just need a wall around Texas.
Yeah,
that's
good. That's
keep
probably
everybody
a good
else
call.
Out. A wall only around Texas.
I could live with that. Let's make it so. I'm sure Greg Abbott would get right behind that.
Forget running for mayor, Fred. You're now running for governor.
I don't want to do that.
Okay, AJ, you're running for governor. Fred, yeah. You're running for mayor.
Fair enough.
I don't need that responsibility.
So I found a list of every football league that's gone up against the NFL.
Okay.
Some of these you'll remember. Some of them you won't. Of course, the AAF, we all remember fondly, to the olden days of last week, where they made it 8 weeks.
That's strong. Not really, but...
Here's one that I don't really remember. The United Football League, 2009 to 12. It lasted 4 years.
Is that the one where the teams were built around like where guys went to school and stuff like that?
I don't know. But they had to cut it off at 4 games into the 2012 season. So,
okay.
I don't remember that one. The XFL, we all remember very fondly from 2001, one season.
Did it go a full season?
They went a full season.
Who was the champion of the season?
It doesn't say. It just said they had massive financial losses. And they had trash-talking TV commentators such as Jesse Ventura and borderline inappropriate cheerleaders, which means they were
what cheerleaders were meant to be, what God created cheerleaders to be.
The Los Angeles Extreme won the very first XFL championship, which was called the Million Dollar Game.
Okay.
They defeated the San Francisco Demons 38-6.
Oh, that's domination, Holmes. Yeah, who was the MVP of the game?
Jose Cortez, the place kicker.
Oh, man. I can't imagine why that league didn't hang around. If there's a place kicker who's the MVP of your championship game, you would think that the people would be signing up for season tickets.
They had one referee.
Oh, God. That sounds about right.
So how long do you think the World League of American Football / NFL Europe / NFL Europa lasted?
That lasted a good while. Like, I want to say from, like, the late 90s. I think there were two iterations of it, actually. Like, the first one was, like, in the early 90s to the mid-90s, and then there was late 90s to, like, 2007?
Got it nailed. 1991 to 2007, 15 years.
Okay, but there was, like...
They rebranded it.
Okay. Because it stopped being NFL Europe, and it became, like, the NFL Developmental League or something like that.
And that one, here's some of the guys that... and we talked about this the other day.
It's been the most successful attempt.
Kurt Warner, Jake Delhomme, Brad Johnson, John Kitna. All you have to do is rally around John Kitna.
All you got
to
do.
James Harrison, Leroy Glover, Dante Hall, and kickers David Akers, and some guy you might have heard of, Adam Vinatieri.
Good at sport.
Yeah. Actor Terry Crews also played in the league. The USFL, 3 years in the 80s. Houston Gamblers.
Okay.
Michigan Gamblers. The World Football League in 1974 and 75. I vaguely remember that as a kid because it had some of the guys.
What was it called?
The World Football League.
No, I don't remember that. I mean, I remember. I've heard of it, but I don't remember. I never saw it.
League champions were the Birmingham Americans, and they had their uniforms repossessed after the game. the rest of these. Like the Continental Football League, 1965 to 69, All-American Football Conference, 1946 to 49, and the Pacific Coast Professional Football League from 1940 to 1949.
All right.
That's all your other non-NFL leagues. So none of those have been very successful. But I would say 15 years with NFL Europe, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Big Aggie Steed said the UFL had four seasons, and I don't remember any of them during a heavy sports-watching time of my life. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't remember anything about it. Couldn't have been that successful.
Nah.
So, 713-780-ESPN. Just noticed something.
What'd you notice?
That I'm off a day again. It's Wednesday today,
right? It's Wednesday. What are the odds Wednesday, Fred?
Yeah. This is, okay, I don't know if you saw this, but obviously in-game selling tickets and everything. Apparently this is a real thing that you guys are going around spreading the Ant-Man goes up his butt theory.
That's how the movie ends.
Well, they asked one of the co-directors about that specifically.
Okay.
He said,
don't give a spoiler.
The only spoiler is he says he hadn't seen that theory yet, but when it was proposed that Endgame should end with the Thanos butt theory, he said, I wish we had. Then again, maybe he's totally bluffing. Maybe this is a real thing.
Yeah.
Because they lie all the time about stuff. I think it's been pretty cool that there have been so few leaks on both this and Game of Thrones this year.
Have you seen the video of the girl that plays Arya on Jimmy Fallon?
No.
Okay. I think it's total BS. I think it's like a setup, but people are convinced that it's real. Remember, okay, go ahead and play the audio from it. Now, if you believe this is a real spoiler, you may want to tune out, but we're playing it anyway because it's all over the friggin' internet, and I don't think it's a real spoiler.
During shooting, like, the final days were really, like, emotional, saying goodbye to all of the cast. Because when I found out that Arya died in, like, the second episode, I was...
What? Are you kidding me? That's a spoiler.
Is this live?
No.
We can edit that out.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, totally.
They're still going to tweet about it.
No, it's, don't worry about it. Are you serious? It's fine.
I'm really sorry.
No, don't worry about it. No, it's fine.
Okay.
We can edit it, right? Yeah. We can edit it out. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it. No one's going to... It's fine. Let's go. Let's just start. Can we do applause and I'll just go from the applause and go into it? Let's talk about the final season. April Fool!
See, that's the thing. On the internet, they cut off the April Fool's part.
Now
everyone is just saying, oh my God, it's real. I can't believe she did this. She's like, there's people calling the girl that plays Arya the C word.
Oh, come on.
I mean, guys, she's not. She's a nice lady.
Well, her character's not nice.
She's pretty cool, though.
She's cool, but yeah, she's a cold-blooded killer.
Yeah, how old is that girl?
I think she's legal now.
What's her name? Macy Williams?
Macy Williams,
she's 21.
Yeah.
What do you think, hot or not hot?
Not for me.
Not for me either. It's funny, like, she's cute.
Yeah. But...
And I don't know if... I'm being biased based on what I see on Game of Thrones.
Well, that's because you've watched her grow up from being a little girl. It's kind of awkward. Yeah.
But like I said, there's that girl on...
Ariel Winter?
Yeah.
On Modern Family?
Oh, on Modern Family, who was like a child, and then now she's like super hot. So it's really confusing.
I see.
There was a time when the Olsen twins got hot for a little while.
I don't remember that.
Then they got, I mean, then...
Then they weren't?
They stopped eating.
Ah.
But there was a time.
Yeah, that really, really skinny look I can't stand.
Yeah, it's not for me.
That Calista Flockhart kind of look.
Too much.
Yeah.
I like my woman to look like a woman. With curvature.
Agreed.
And I want her to play on draft.com. Really don't. I don't like it when girls play fantasy sports.
Really?
Turn off.
Does it piss you off when they beat you?
No, they're never invited to play in my league because I'm sexist.
Isn't your wife in all of our fantasy leagues? Like our football one and our basketball one?
Not in basketball for sure.
Okay.
She's been in the football league before, but I don't like it because then you can't tell piggish jokes in the comments thread.
That's what you have a microphone for.
Yeah.
But yeah, women, men, everyone should play on draft. And it's daily fantasy baseball, but it's not like the other guys. On draft, you play live snake drafts with other people, just like you do in your season-long league. So you have your own team. You're not sharing players with other guys. And drafts last for just one night. Once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Just set it and forget it. The best part, you're playing for cold, hard cash, and you get paid out the next day. Drafts start as low as a dollar, so there is one for everybody. And I'm in a season-long one that I'm doing great in. I play the daily ones almost every day. I made the mistake of using Justin Verlander last night. That didn't work out too well. But you can join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store and play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all Blitzers get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store or go to draft.com and enter the promo code FRED. So it's going to be forever, or it's going to go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of the small birds, they'll tell you what we say. ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Yeah, Holly mentioned that she was in a league with us, but she is getting relegated out of the hockey league.
Yeah, she sucks.
Because everybody who has failed to make the playoffs for the last 2 years are basically people who didn't set their lineups, and so they're all out. And there are people lined up who want to play in it next year, even though the rules are stacked in our favor. But it's my league. I can do whatever the hell I want. So Aaron will have to join.
You think I'll do better?
No.
You'll probably do better than Jong.
Yeah. Because he
never set his lineup.
He just auto-drafted his team and
not set his lineup.
Mine will be very Blackhawks heavy.
That's fine.
And maybe they won't suck next year, and that'll help you.
Maybe Corey Crawford won't get 6 concussions a year.
I don't know about that. But yeah, if you get out of there with Patrick Kane and maybe DeBrincat, you're okay. And the rest of your team, I don't know about. But there's nothing wrong with that. I'm always Leafs heavy. Make no bones about it. Didn't help me this year.
No.
So it did help you, though. I mean, I made a trade with you that probably won you the championship.
You could argue for it, yeah.
Because I don't know that you get that extra point without those
Maybe
guys.
Maybe I don't.
And it just so happened that both the goalies I traded you went on absolute shutout tears. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, see, if you'd set your lineup, you'd still be there, Holly. Sorry. I should call out everybody.
Or if she knew anything about sports. And probably help, too.
She knows about gritty.
Okay. Sounds about right.
Oh, man. Did you see that? Well, you got your in-game tickets. I don't know if you saw this, but people are actually putting them on eBay now and reselling them.
Ugh.
Some are asking for as much as $500.
What?
Yep.
Maybe I should check and see what mine are worth.
Mm-hmm. Just saying, that's IMAX. You make a profit off of that. Sell them all for $100 each. Tell the kids, you know what? If we wait till next weekend, well, we got enough money to go do whatever we want today.
Yeah.
Like, go get barbecue. That would be my suggestion. But, yeah, I can't believe that. Well, I guess I can believe that. Because it's already sold out in a lot of places.
Yeah. So, it's sold out in most places.
Yeah. That's amazing. I'm glad to see people this excited. I am not going to go right away. I'm going to wait for the crowds to blow out a little bit and then do something like go Monday after the show next week. Or is it 2 weeks that it opens?
It's April. Mine are April 27th.
Yeah, so I'm going to go the Monday after the first one.
Okay.
After
you going to take the day off of work?
No, I'll just go after the show.
Oh, okay.
Go to one of the night ones. Yeah, we saw how it worked out the last time I tried to take a day off. So just not going to do that again. So, 713-780-ESPN is the number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in. And the what's the other thing I had? I had some other kind of movie stuff I wanted to get to at some point today. See who has emerged as a candidate at Arkansas?
I did not.
Steve Alford.
It's a good candidate. I mean, again, that's another guy who the job was too big for him at UCLA, but that doesn't mean that he can't coach.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible that he would be good somewhere else, just wasn't there. And honestly, he's had, I mean, the success he had in New Mexico was eye-opening, and it was like, man, maybe this guy is going to be the next big coach. And maybe he still can be a good coach. It's just to go from New Mexico to UCLA is a big jump. New Mexico to Stanford, and then you have some success at Stanford, and then you go to UCLA? Not a massive jump. But that direct jump from smaller school to not just a big program, but like a top-tier blue blood program, is that's big.
Like VCU to Texas may not be a fit there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean you can't coach. And we see it in a lot of sports. Sometimes these jobs that we all think are so great and destination jobs, they're not the easiest jobs. And the reason they're destination jobs is because you're supposed to win big there. And you'll hear coaches talk about it all the time. Sometimes you don't even know who you work for there, but between the boosters and people in the front office and everything else. And you know, a lot of people have a say. It's not an easy thing for guys to handle.
Yeah.
And especially if you're going from a smaller place and then suddenly you're dealing with all these high-end, in his case, the Ball family and stuff like that. It's not always that easy.
Yeah.
And that's why you see some guys who are good coaches fail. But, you know, maybe Arkansas, maybe he'll do a little, maybe it won't be quite as bad there, I wouldn't think, as it would be at UCLA. 713-780-ESPN. Wes says he loves meat. That's a reference to the picture we sent out on Twitter. Just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
And Robert said it'd be hard to avoid spoilers if you wait too long. Yeah. Maybe I'll go the Monday before the show, but we'll see.
I don't know. I think that if I were you, I would get tickets for the next available showing because you're not going to be able to get them for opening week. I won't spoil it here. But,
no, but I...
And Aaron, you're not even going to watch, are you?
I'll probably watch this one. I still need to watch Infinity War.
Yeah, you're not caught up.
Oh, God.
I've watched... Hey, y'all would be proud. I watched a movie over the week. Well, two movies, technically, over the weekend. So,
what'd you watch?
The Highwaymen.
Okay.
The one on Netflix with Kevin Costner and Woody Harrelson.
Okay. And then, your thoughts?
I loved it. I really know the history of the story, though, because I got fascinated with Bonnie and Clyde when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So, I've watched movies and read books and listened to podcasts about them. So, I really liked the story because I knew how it went. And my wife knew the story, but said... It was kind of anticlimactic. I said, well, if you know the story, of course it's anticlimactic. You know how it ends. It's a true story.
It's like Apollo 13. We know they get home.
Yeah. So.
What was the other one?
The other one actually was a, I guess you'd call it documentary, the Apollo 11 movie that CNN put together with all, they went and grabbed all the original footage from NASA and remastered it and put it all together to tell the full story of Apollo 11 and landing the first men on the moon.
So you only like true stories?
No, I like... I mean, I'm going to like Infinity War and Endgame when I get to them, but man, they're just not a high priority for me.
What's the last superhero movie you watched?
Guardians 2, I think.
Did you watch Guardians 1 or did you just wing it?
No, I watched Guardians 1 and 2 back to back.
Okay.
Because we watched one and I was like, yeah, we'll see, but I like Chris Pratt. And then we got done with the first one. And I said, nope, we're watching the second one right now. I don't need to go to bed.
All right. Did you watch Black Panther?
No.
Ant-Man?
No.
Oh, dude.
I never liked Ant-Man as a kid, though.
I didn't either.
But the movie's a hell of a lot better.
Yeah. What about Iron Man?
Yeah, I've seen
all
three
of them?
Yeah.
You seen all the Captain America movies?
I've seen the first two.
Okay. So not Civil War.
Did not watch Civil War.
That was awful. Doctor Strange?
I've watched half of that.
You suck.
The first half or the second half?
The first half.
And you're just like, oh, that's enough. I got it.
No, something caught my attention, and I get ADD about stuff like that.
Thor Ragnarok?
Didn't see that one.
No, that was a good one, too.
That was a good one.
That was the third one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw the first and the second.
The second one sucked. Yeah. That's one of the...
It's a love story.
You never have to watch that. You never have to watch Civil War. Those were the two worst ones ever made, in my opinion. But...
Worse than the Ed Norton Hulk movie?
Well, I don't even count that. To me, that doesn't exist.
That exists.
No, it doesn't.
And I actually like it more than most people do. You watch any of the DC ones?
After Dark Knight Rises, no.
No?
You didn't see Batman versus
Superman or Wonder Woman?
No.
Okay.
I was with you, but I've come to appreciate some of the DC movies now.
I thought after Dark Knight, I never wanted to see this new Joker.
I'm interested in that, too.
Now that I saw the trailer, Joaquin Phoenix is that kind of mentally unstable as a human to begin with. I think he'll do really well with
it. I wonder if the Joker will kill him like it did Heath Ledger.
I'm not putting that evil out there.
I'm just saying. You know, demons, man. They can't get you. If you get into the role like that, made him crazy. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. We're going to have a gym of the day. And it will be the same Gym of the Day song.
And it's always been.
Yeah. And it'll be great. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Well, you're my green eyed girl, and I've been running around with you. It's the afternoon, and we got nothing left to do. So wipe the dirt off, or take your shirt off. And we should go hit the cantina. We got work.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Live here in studio today. Which, this has been nice being back in studio for a few days. I guess we're out Friday at Live Sports Bar for your Astros home opener.
Home opener.
That'll be a bike ride for me, most likely.
It'll be a car ride for me.
Yeah, it's because you live hundreds of miles away.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know which one
hundreds.
Of these. I don't know which one of these I want to do because I got so many good suggestions from the Blitzers for Gym of the Day.
Did you see this? What Holly tweeted?
What's that?
Sigh, a woman who knows hockey better than AJ. This could have been grand. I mean, I'm not saying there aren't women who know hockey better than me. That would have been cool. But, I mean, it can't possibly be Holly. I mean, I'm the champion, Holly. Why don't you back off? You're out of the league. You can't tell me what I know about hockey. What a stupid thing to say.
All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The gym of the day. It's the gym of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gym of the day.
Oh, these guys could have easily made your dumbass report on Monday. Did you see these two men in Arkansas who were arrested?
Yes.
After allegedly taking turns shooting each other while wearing a bulletproof vest.
Yeah.
Charles Eugene Ferris,
wise guys.
Age 50, and Christopher Hicks, day after the incident, which took place on Sunday. And left one neighbor alarmed. According to the affidavit, a deputy first interviewed Ferris after he was admitted to the hospital late Sunday night. The man reportedly had a red spot on his upper chest, but tried to concoct an elaborate cover story for the injury. He claimed an asset had paid him $200 for protection. He said the pair met up another man around 10 and it ended up in a gunfight. He said he was hit multiple times, but returned shots and fled in a car. He said he was then taken to the hospital by the so-called asset. Later, he admitted up making the whole thing in an attempt to protect his friend.
Dumbass!
The man's wife told police that he'd been drinking outside of their home with his neighbor when gunfire erupted. When confronted by investigators, he changed his story. He confirmed they were drinking and playing with a bullet-resistant vest. After asking Hicks to shoot him, he was hit in the chest with a .22 caliber semi-automatic rifle, leaving the mark. He was pissed about the injury and then unloaded the clip into Hicks, who by this stage was wearing his vest. He was struck 5 times in the back.
Did either one of them die?
No, unfortunately.
I don't understand. So they got arrested for being stupid idiots.
Yeah.
They consensually shot each other.
Yeah, that's just dumb.
I don't think there should be an arrest for that. I think that's called, well, it's at least trying to, it's the world trying to take the dumbs from us, but this time it failed.
Thinning of the herd.
All right, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Guess what? You know what's happening over at Zadok's?
Yeah, the buy one, get one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Thursday, April 11th through Saturday, April 13th, you can buy one wedding band. You'll get another at 50% off. Buy two bands and automatically be entered into the to win the Honeymoon Helper giveaway, where you'll get a $1,500 Southwest gift card. You can also win a free engagement photo shoot, plus a $300 Zadok's gift card. Starting April 8th, Zadok's Jewelers is doing an Instagram giveaway. To be entered to win, anyone can post a picture of their engagement ring and tag Zadok Jewelers, at Zadok Jewelers, and at Swish and Click. Zadok Jewelers will draw the winning name on Thursday, April 11th. It might not be a bad idea for me to buy wedding bands in bulk.
You're a good candidate for that.
It's just a thought. You know. All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So there's got a lot of stuff to get to in the last hour. How sportsy do you want to be?
How sportsy have we been? What would you say the sports on this has been, Aaron? It's been a 70% sports show?
I'm probably 65-45.
65-45, huh?
65-35. Yeah, I can't do math.
Has this been a big-time math show? We used to have an Asian producer who I leaned on for math.
You can't do that here.
It's probably 65-45. Hindsight's always 50-50, though. We shouldn't have gotten rid of that Asian.
Yeah, we've learned that. We've learned that. Well, we'll figure it out as we go. We'll see what we're in the mood for after the music. I don't know if you saw this, but For the Win does their... Everybody does these stupid brackets during the NCAA tournament. They do their ultimate craft beer bracket.
Okay.
I would just say Texas is not very well represented. Jester King was a 5 seed and lost to 4 seed Monkish.
Oh, Monkish is really good, though. But 5 seed is disrespect.
Yeah, that was the only Texas one. I'm not a fan of that. They also, one of my favorite, all-time favorites, Avery, was a 3 seed.
Okay.
He lost in the first round to a 6.
To who was the 6?
The Vail.
The Vail's really good, too. Hmm. I think there was some misseeding going on here.
Maybe so. Maybe
Who was the champion?
They haven't got to the champion yet. They're down to the...
Who's the final four?
They're down to 8.
8? Okay, who are they?
Trillium.
Delicious.
Treehouse.
Also delicious.
Monkish.
Delicious.
And Alchemist.
Delicious. That's a bunch of Northeast...
Yeah, that's one side of the bracket. The other side of the bracket is Other Half.
Okay.
Against The Answer.
Ooh. Their beer is barely beer. It's more like juice.
And Hill Farmstead.
Hill Farmstead's one of my favorites.
Is against
ever.
Cigar City.
Cigar City's in Tampa.
Yeah. So you're saying it's not any good?
It's not as good as Hill Farmstead.
Okay.
Tell you that. All right.
So that's who's left.
Okay. You can actually get Cigar City, I think, started distributing here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That beer. There's a beer called Hi-Li. That's like their.
Yeah,
I have probably seen it.
I have a friend who drinks that religiously.
Okay.
So. Yeah, in fact, he's had it at around the corner a few times. 713-780-ESPN. Dustin says, just once I want Fred to get Holly to replace him for a day without telling AJ.
That's not how it works here.
No, we tend to try to communicate.
Yeah. Also, I'm the program director. Like, I would decide what was going on the air that day. That wouldn't be it. Imagine that, a woman doing a sports talk show.
I'm just staying out of this. I'm just going to go shoot my buddy with my gun, make sure he's got his bulletproof vest on. I'm going to aim right for the middle. God. Hour to go. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.